Anybody who has spent some time learning Gemara knows that the Gemara will introduce an idea by telling you who said it, whom is he quoting from, whom is that one quoting from, and a few alternative versions of who else could have been involved in this citation. That is called Haomer Davar B'Shem Omro, saying something in the name of one who said it. It's a hallmark of someone who is Kone Torah, to be Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. The final, number 48 of the Kinyani Torah, is one who attributes every halakha to its author. In addition to proper transmission of the halakha with all the details and dikdukim of the halakha itself, one is also medaktik to know, to share, and inform his audience of who said it originally. Doing so encourages one and his audience to themselves aspire to contribute their own chidushim and learn more Torah in order to do so. All in all, it is mevi ge'ula la'olam, the Braita tells us. So it is certainly worth one's while to spend a few extra seconds informing us of the origins of this statement. Omer Davar B'Shem Omro is something we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'halachta v'drachav HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Har Sinai to Shamayim, and he watched HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was learning the sugya of Para Aduma. And he says how Eliezer Beni, Rabbi Eliezer, holds such and such. And Moshe Rabbeinu watched as HaKadosh Baruch Hu quoted Tanaim as he learned Kiviyachol. The Maharal explains that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to attribute, it's his Torah. What's behind this idea of Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, the Maharal explains, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized the world, he gave every creature an appropriate amount of seichel. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu attributes a halakha to Rabbi Eliezer, it means that he created a chacham by the name of Eliezer with this amount of seichel. And that seichel produced this idea. It's inherent to the Biriyah itself. Every idea, every halakha, is produced according to the level of intellect of the one who said it, which is a God-given intellect. So it makes sense to give the credit to the manufacturer, the production line of that idea, where the seichel was produced. If not, one is changing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's distribution of the seichel in the world. Because if I take credit for something I did not say by not attributing my source, it's as if I said it. But I don't have that amount of seichel. I have a different amount of seichel. I have a different level. My seichel did not produce this halacha. So it actually is misattributing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's distribution of seichel. Similarly, another midrash tells us how a person who does not regularly cite his sources will forget his learning. The Maharal explains, because if he's not careful to say B'Shem Omro, he won't be medaktik even in the halacha that he's going to share, and he will make mistakes. It's not his seichel that produced this. In a general sense, the Mamloiz adds that knowing the name of the one who said it means that we'll be able to understand his greater worldview and understand Lishitato. What else does this person say? Are there any inconsistencies, or is it indeed consistent? It's not just, however, about quoting those who are greater than us, our Rebbeim. Even those who are smaller than us must be cited and quoted and given the credit that is due to them. The Midrash Shemuel tells us how doing so, quoting even those who are smaller than us, encourages us to produce our own chidushim and to be kone our own kinyani Torah. If that guy could do it, and he's so certainly I can do it. It's encouraging to us to do so. And the Pirkei Moshe Amos Nino, who was a great thinker of the expulsion era, tells us how kinat soferim tarbech chokhmah, everyone in my audience will say, oh, that guy could be mechadesh achidush, so I want to also. I'm going to work harder to learn Torah, and that itself will bring the geula. Everyone else learning Torah out of kinat soferim. Now it makes sense. So Rav Ovadia quoted everybody. From Talmidim or Talmidim Talmidei Talmidim to little Avrichim writing in Torah journals. Rav Ovadia was a bucky in all of it. Rav Melech Shechter, Rav Shechter likes to say, his father, Rav Melech Shechter, used to encourage Rav Shechter to write, and publish. Because if you publish something, Rav Ovadia will quote you. He's always Omer Davar Hashem Omro. And Chas V'Shalom, if a person doesn't give the correct credit where credit is due, then he's guilty of Gezel, the Midrashim claim. He's violating the injunction of Al Tigzol Dal. You're stealing from someone who doesn't have. But if he does give credit, Zocheh She'igael Yisrael Al Yado, the Geula will come through him. He just has to be Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. And if instead he says, no, I want to take credit for this halacha myself, then he's over on Hasagat Gevul, producing something that his friend could also produce. It goes without saying, stealing Devei Torah definitely will not result in a person being Kone Torah. It might result in getting away with whatever you wanted to say, and getting you some extra Gasset Ruach, and some extra Kavod, but at the end of the day, you're not going to be Kone Torah this way. The Al-Shift tells us, it's so important to realize, stealing money is one thing, but stealing a person's Nefesh is so much worse. His Neshama, his Torah, is so connected to his Nefesh. Don't steal it from him. Kli Yakar tells us that it'll delay the Geula. Taking credit for someone else's work is Asot Sefarim Harbe and Kates. You write Svarim without giving credit, there won't be a Kates, there won't be a Geula. You're going to delay things even further. This is the last of the Kinyani Torah for a reason. Of Shlomo HaLevi Alkavitz in Manot HaLevi points out how it tells us that we need a requisite amount of Anava to bring the Geula. You can have all the other Kinyani Torah, but if you don't have the Anava to quote your sources and not take the credit for yourself, so then even you have other 47, you're not going to get it. You have to be Mechavin Shmuato, that was yesterday's Kinyan. But before you extrapolate from your Rebbe's words, you have to give him the initial credit for what he said. How bad is it how not only when someone doesn't give any credit at all for someone else's idea and takes the credit for himself, if he misattributes the credit to a different person who never said such a thing, it's also terrible and it destroys the world. The Ma'ara quotes a Midrash that says such, that Omer Davar B'Shem Misha Lo Amaro destroys the world, and it's Lishitato on the Maharal. Because every single person has a different Hasaga. He can accomplish something different in this world with his Seichel, and changing it, whether I take the credit for myself or give it to others, is Mishane the Seder HaSeichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world for Torah and Chachamav. And it causes Churban HaOlam, because it's parallel. Just like Omer Davar B'Shem Amro brings Geula to the world, so too if you don't, you may be Kelal HaOlam, and it causes Churban HaOlam. The Gemara in Brachot says, more than that, it causes the Shekhinah to leave. So what is this idea of Geula? What is quoting some my sources and the origins of the ideas actually bring Geula to the world from? The Brayta tells us the proof. Vatomer Esther la Melech b'shem Mordechai. Esther Malka informed Achashverosh of the plot to assassinate him through Bigtan Veteresh, that she heard from Mordechai. She could have taken the credit for herself to, you know, push herself up in the eyes of the king, but instead she gave the credit to Mordechai, and because of that, Nidgal Gila Geula Al Yado ve'Al Yada. All of the events of Purim ended up the way they did because Achashverosh had Mordechai's name in the book and wanted to give the kavod to Mordechai, etc., etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Geula through Esther not taking the credit for herself. The Maharal explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring a Geula, he wants everybody to know it was him so that they don't think it was somebody else or a different Avodah Zarah or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. So when Esther gave Mordechai the credit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, yes! She's perfect for the job. Because when the Geula comes through her, she is going to attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose her. And in fact, at the end of the Megillah it says, U'ma'amar Esther kiyem inichtav ha-sefer. That's the proof that it was the Ma'amar Esther that helped bring the Geula at the very end of the day when she said it v'shem Mordechai. The Ben Yishchai adds in Ben Yoyada in Megillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Gasut HaRuach, he hates Gaava. A person wants to learn Torah Lishma and not take the credit for himself, he's not doing it for the Kavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mida keneged Mida, that you got rid of something that I hate. You got rid of the Ga'ava with your Anava that you want to learn the Shema. I'm going to get rid of something that you hate. You hate Galus, I'll take you to Ge'ula. The letter that symbolizes Limu Torah Lishma is a Lamed. I'm going to take that Lamed, I'm going to put it in the word Ga'ava. And if you put the Lamed, Gimel Alvav, add the Lamed into Ga'ava right there, and then a Hey, you get Ge'ula. That's why it goes hand in hand. And Omer Dar B'Shem Amro, maybe Ge'ula La'olam. And in addition to all that, the Gemara says in Yivamot that Siftotav Dovivot Bakever, a person cites something, says something in the name of the one who said it, then it causes the lips of the of its author to start moving in the grave. It basically brings him back to life. And now that he's alive, the Mincha Yitzchak says, so then he's alive, his zechuyot will contribute to Am Yisrael's collective zechuyot in Olam Hazeh. And that will help bring the Geula closer. And we have a world where everybody's learning Torah. So then, Timala Ha'aretz, De'ad Hashem, everyone will appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How appropriate is it to conclude this perek, this tikufan in our learning, going through the Kinyani Torah, discussing Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, and Rav Ovadia's Gadlut in this Kinyan. And as we discussed and we said over so many stories and so many hanhagot of his Divrei Torah and his sayings, Rav Ovadia's lips for the past 48 days have been dovevot bekever. As we've mentioned so much of the Torah literature and legacy that he's left behind. That's the Meitim and the Chaim learning Torah together. Gedolim b'mitatam b'chayehem. We should be zochet to soon see Shivat Zion. And the Geula Shleima, through Amirat Davar B'Shem Amro, Tetechiyat HaMeitim, and once again, be able to sit and watch Rav Ovadia's face radiating with the Kedusha as he teaches us Torah. Amen, Ken Yiratzon. Thank you everybody for joining me on this long journey. As we grew in our Kinyani Torah, Me'ezar Hashem, we should be zocher to see the Geula Shleima with Torahtenu HaKedosha, Kinuya in our Nefashot, Yimhera V'Ameinu, Amen V'Amen.